Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
As you know, we're on day two of our society unit. We're talking about nursing homes. In day one, a quick review, we talked about how all of us are getting older, and one day we might need some help taking care of ourselves. Mm. And if you don't have family that you can stay with as you get older and older, you might need to find a nursing home. They're also called rest homes. I mentioned something called a retirement home or retirement village. Those are usually more active than the nursing homes. Those folks are probably in their late 60s, early 70s, and they're pretty healthy, still active, and they do a lot of sports. But these nursing homes, they really are for people who are in the last years of their lives. They're either declining mentally or physically or both, and they need 24-hour care from the staff. It's hard to find a good nursing home, I have to say, for the record, because in America, at least, we've had a lot of stories about horrible nursing homes and the bad treatment.
Yep.
The abuse that the elderly receive from the staff. And let's be honest, that job is a tough job. So anyone who works in a nursing home has a tough, tough, tough job. But no one should be abused. And how much it might cost, what you can expect. You know, Tom, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine who was looking at a nursing home. And she was telling me the prices around here. One was $30,000 a month.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Is that good or bad?
It was a good nursing home, but that's awfully expensive. So, yeah.
Well, it's cheaper than nursing homes in the U.S., I imagine. So I have heard of people who immigrated to the U.S. from Taiwan many years ago.
And who come back.
They are now coming back to retire because it's so much cheaper here.
Yeah.
And my goodness, the food is so much better, too. So
the food's better. The health care is good, too.
Yeah, and there are all sorts of other advantages to coming back here. But we're going to talk about some other possible solutions here to making life in nursing homes more bearable. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now, and we'll come right back to talk about it.
For many elderly people, the idea of leaving home is unacceptable. It can be dangerous for them to live alone, as they may fall or otherwise injure themselves. Nevertheless, they may still refuse to move to a nursing home. In these cases, a home share can be an excellent alternative. This practice involves having a younger person move in to help out with some of the chores around the house. In many cases, this is a win-win situation for both parties. The elderly get the help they need around the house, and they can avoid feeling lonely. Young adults, on the other hand, have a more affordable place to stay and have the chance to learn from an older generation. For example, An Mikyung is a 25-year-old South Korean woman who was moving to Paris to study. Although she was excited to move to France, she was concerned about the high living expenses. Through a homestay program, she was able to move into an apartment near the center of Paris for only the equivalent of about 4,000 NT dollars per month. In return, she agreed to help take care of the 78-year-old homeowner, Monique. The success rate for such home share projects is extremely high. One study in Spain reported that 93.2% of elderly people were satisfied, while 98.7% of students claimed to have benefited. For several generations, the elderly have been discriminated against and seen as a burden in Western society. The idea that once people reach a certain age, they are of no use to society is cruel and unfair. Hopefully, more and more seniors will take advantage of these programs to live out the final years of their lives in joy.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's article. We're trying to find better solutions to care for the elderly.
Yeah.
And here in today's lesson, it begins by saying, for many elderly people, the idea of leaving home is unacceptable. If something is unacceptable, you just cannot accept it. It's not satisfactory. You cannot allow it. No, I will not allow that. And that seems to be reasonable if you've lived at the same home for many, many years, and someone says, hey, you need to move into a nursing home, you're probably going to reject that idea. You're going to say, no, I'm not going anywhere. The idea of leaving home is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, although some don't have a choice, so it's kind of tough. It can be dangerous for them to live alone. You know, you see a lot of problems with balance as people get older, and a lot of the elderly slip and fall. And if they're living alone, who's to know? Who's to tell them that, who's to tell their family that they need to come and help? It's kind of hard. Now, it says it can be dangerous to live alone as they may fall or otherwise injure themselves. Otherwise here means in a different way. So they could fall or in some other way injure themselves. So that's how otherwise is used here. You don't see it very much in the writing here in Taiwan, but we do use it a lot. We use it a lot, especially in that phrase, I'm otherwise engaged, which means we don't know how that person's busy. If you're engaged, it means busy, not dinghuan. It means you're busy. But you could say he's in a meeting or otherwise engaged. Maybe you called a business to talk to somebody there and that's the response. Oh, he's busy. Oh, he's in a meeting or otherwise engaged. He could not be in a meeting. He could be maybe, I don't know, writing a paper in a library. But you just know that he's busy, but you don't really know how. So otherwise, injure yourself means to hurt yourself. I think of injure, too, as more a muscle injury, breaking a leg. If I cut myself or, you know, yeah, I guess that's injure, too.
Sure, anytime you hurt yourself in some way, especially if you break a bone or cut yourself, that means you are injuring yourself. And this can happen, of course, when you're older. Balance is a problem, as you said, so people can fall and knock their heads on furniture or on the floor and stuff like that.
Yeah, and their bones are weaker, so bones break more easily.
They're more brittle, as we describe them, because of calcium deficiency or whatever. And, of course, sometimes there may not be other people around to pick them up from the floor, so they have to figure out how to get up themselves. Nevertheless, they may still refuse to move to a nursing home. So even though these things are true or possible, they might fall or injure themselves, still, they're going to refuse to move to that nursing home. Nope, I'm not going there. My home is right here, and I paid for this house, so I will move over my dead body.
Yeah, that's the truth of it. It is their house, so it's hard to force them to do anything. Alternatively, they could go and do a home share. A home share is just what it sounds like. You share your home with somebody. So in these cases, maybe getting somebody to share their home can be an excellent alternative, excellent option, another choice. So that's what we're going to be looking at in this particular example. So this practice involves having a younger person move in with the elderly, the older senior citizen, to help out with some of the chores around the house. Chores include cleaning, doing the laundry, cooking. I had chores when I was growing up, and if I did my chores, then I got a little bit of money to play with. And if I didn't do my chores, I didn't get that money, which is called an allowance. Yeah.
So they can assist or help out with some of those chores. Again, this is a home share. A similar word is a home stay. Lots of young students may move overseas and a family will volunteer to provide housing for them. That would be a home stay. But here it's a home share, a little different. It's kind of an exchange here. The younger person gets free rent or reduced rent, but they have to help out with the chores in exchange. Now, in many cases, this is a win-win situation for both parties. Yes, both parties can benefit. We talk about that in modern life. Hey, it's a win-win situation for everybody. I think this is actually a common concept in Taiwan here.
Yeah.
And the elderly get the help they need around the house, and they can avoid feeling lonely. So that makes sense for them. They get help cleaning up the house, for example, maybe cooking dinner or something, taking out the trash, whatever. And in also, an advantage for them is that they don't feel lonely. They've got somebody to talk to, as long as they don't talk about their various illnesses so much, because I guess young people might get bored with that.
Yeah.
Hearing about bowel movements and stuff like that, young people just don't want to hear about that kind of stuff.
No. My grandma never talked about not feeling well. I think it's when older people get with older people. The elderly don't usually share with the younger people like that. But yeah, young adults, on the other hand, what do they get out of it? Well, they have a more affordable comfortable place to stay and have the chance to learn from an older generation. I loved having our grandma live in our house. It was great. She was wonderful and had all these stories. Her memory was better than mine. And so she would remember things I did in college, and she would tell me, and I'm like, really? Oh, I totally forgot that. Now, if something's affordable, guys, it means you have enough money to pay for it, to buy it. Most people are looking for affordable housing, which is hard to find. If you want to buy a house in Taiwan, it's almost impossible. But here we're talking about these young adults who move in with the elderly. They don't have to pay so much, you know, probably the majority of the house. Maybe the house is already paid for, but they're just paying a lower rent, you know, to the elderly. And what they get out of it is that, and they also can learn a lot from the senior citizen that they're staying with.
So again, it sounds like a total win-win situation for both parties involved. And I'm wondering if we have similar programs like this in Taiwan. But in the next paragraph, we're going to find out that for students wanting to study overseas, this might be a possibility. So let's find out what this is all about in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看第八单元。这个文章呢，其实是一个跟我们社会息息相关的议题。我们应该怎么样来照顾长辈们？有一些长辈，他们其实是不想离开家的。那对于这些人来说，应该怎么办呢？好，这里呢，有一个办法，就是用分享家庭的概念，也就是这边所谓的Home share， 而他说 Home share 就字面来说如何共享，这个地方就告诉你他是这样做的。 This practice involves， 我们先从这句看起， involve 它其实就等于 include， 也就是它包含包括什么。那这个地方记得这个动词它是及物动词，而且它后面呢，如果它当包含包括来解释的话，你后面的动词要加 ving， 也就是用动名词的写法。所以看到 haven， 那它包括什么，就是让一个年轻点的人就搬进去跟老人家一起住。好，这个 have 它在这里其实是一个实义动词，这也就是为什么你看到 have 后面 a younger person 接下来的 move 是原动。好，让一个比较年轻人让他搬进来，这个对两方面来说是一个 win-win situation， 双赢。怎么说呢？因为老人家他就住家里就可以，他可以得到他需要的协助。而另外一方面，对年轻人来说，这个偏于这个转折偏于就是 on the other hand， 那就年轻人来说呢，因为他帮忙老人家，他就可以住在他想住的地方，而且便宜，他不需要花很高的代价。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about finding better solutions to care for the elderly. This is day two of Unit 8. We're talking about how a lot of elderly people, they just don't want to leave their home. You know, they've probably lived there for a long time and, you know, their kids come in and say, hey, mom, dad, we gotta put you in a rest home or a nursing home. You can't live here anymore. I know my dad, we thought he was going to sell our house when my mom passed away, and you know, he kind of pretended that he was listening. Mm-hmm. He's now told us flat out, which means just there's no argument here, he's not leaving. He's dying in the house.
Okay.
So the house is huge, though, so this is a problem. He can't live there by himself. So we'll see what happens right now. One of my brothers is there.
I have heard of people selling their homes and moving into smaller apartments.
He won't do it.
He just won't do it.
No, he won't do it.
It kind of depends on the person. But if he does own the house, there's not much anybody else can say about
that. It's his house. That's right.
It's his house, and we should respect his decision. But again, we're talking about the example of the home share.
Yep.
Somebody young moving into the home with an elderly person, and they kind of share duties and stuff like that. It's mutually beneficial. It's a win-win situation. So, for example here, we've got An Mi-kyung. She is a 25-year-old South Korean woman. who was moving to Paris to study.、Mm-hmm. I've never been to Paris myself, but I understand it's extremely expensive to stay there, right?
Yeah, the housing there is really expensive. I would put it in, yeah, it's at least as expensive as New York City. It's just expensive. They're really great apartments, but, you know, usually only old people own them because、uh-huh. they bought them when they were a lot cheaper.
Makes yeah, sense.
Yeah, so this young woman from South Korea...had a problem because she knew that the living expenses in Paris were really high. We talk about, here it says high living expenses. The term we use to talk about living expenses is cost of living. The cost of living in Taiwan is fairly affordable. The cost of living in Japan is higher. The cost of living, what's the, there was a city I just read about that was
London?
The highest. No, but London's up there. It's not cheap.
Cape Town, South Africa?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, this lady, An Mikyung, we hope we said that right. We don't speak Korean. Although she was excited to move to France, who wouldn't be? Paris is beautiful. She was concerned about the high living expenses. Your living expenses include your rent, your electricity. Maybe if you have a car, it's your gas. It's your car payment. It's all of those things that you have to pay for on a monthly basis usually. Yeah, so your rent, your food that you eat every month, maybe your transportation costs, those are all your living expenses. So she was really concerned, so it meant she was worried about it. She didn't know what she was going to do.
Right, and as you said earlier, you could also say she was concerned about the high cost of living.
Yep.
Now, through a homestay program, she was able to move into an apartment near the center of Paris for only the equivalent of about 4,000 NT dollars per month. That sounds dirt cheap.
So cheap.
That's almost what you pay to stay at a nice hotel in Taiwan in Jiaoxi or Kending or something like that. But in this case, you could stay in a nice apartment in the middle of Paris for the equivalent of 4,000 NT dollars. Of course, she wasn't paying 4,000, but just so you can understand, it cost her the same amount in euros as it would with 4,000 NT dollars.
Yeah, equivalent just means equal to, right? So in order to give you a better idea, we often will change money into NT dollars rather than talk about euros. Like, I really don't know what the exchange rate for euros to dollars is right now. I'm talking U.S. dollars, too.
Right.
Anyway, so she was pretty excited that through this homestay program, she was able to afford the cost of living because she was paying a really low price for her apartment, or a homestay at least.In return, what did she have to do? She agreed to help take care of the 78-year-old homeowner whose name was Monique, which is a very popular French name for girls. So she was going to help take care of this lady. Now, the success rate for such home share projects is extremely high. I was shocked to see these figures, I'll be honest. I thought...Wow, are they really that high? Extremely means very, to a large degree. I find it extremely hot in Taiwan during the summer. It's very, very hot. But these numbers are pretty impressive, you must say. So one study in Spain reported that 93.2% of elderly people were satisfied. Those are the senior citizens there. How many of the young people were satisfied?Even more. Wow. 98.7% of students claim to have benefited. That's really nice.
That's pretty high. And again, that does seem kind of surprising. You'd think it'd be maybe, 60%, maybe 70%.
Yeah, totally.
It's, after all, a new kind of program. But actually, they must have found a magic formula here because the success rate is extremely high, over 90% satisfaction rate. You can't beat that. So I would guess that this program is going to continue. And for several generations,the elderly have been discriminated against and seen as a burden in Western society. So for several generations or for different periods of time, we talk about different kinds of generations nowadays. Generation X, the millennials, the baby boomers, those are all different kinds of generations. So over time, over the decades, the elderly or old people, senior citizens, have been discriminated against.And also they've been seen as a burden in Western society. If you're discriminated against, people have opinions about you, and they're usually negative. You think they're inferior to you. You don't want them around. You try to keep them away. You don't let them join your club, stuff like that.
You notice it's Western society because in Eastern society, you're brought up, you're raised believing that you should care for the elderly. Your parents are very important. I like that about the Asian society.
Sure.
Now, the idea that once people reach a certain age, they are of no use, they're worthless, they're without value to society is cruel and unfair. Yeah, I don't believe that at all, but, you know, that's me. Cruel just means causing pain or suffering. Sometimes we see people who actually get a kick out of seeing other people suffer. They're cruel people. So this idea that the elderly are just worthless is cruel and unfair. Hopefully, more and more seniors will take advantage of these programs to live out the final years of their lives in joy. If you take advantage of something, guys, you don't let an opportunity pass you by. You jump at it. You grab at it. You don't waste it. You take advantage of something that's really great. So, yeah, you should take advantage of these programs. If any of you have plans to, especially to study in Europe, where it's very expensive to get an apartment, you might look into this program. It's kind of cool.
Possibly. I've heard mostly here in Taiwan that the elderly already live with their families.
Yeah.
So there may not be room in the house for somebody new. Mm-hmm. This would only apply or more likely apply to a situation in which the senior citizen is living by him or herself.
Mm-hmm.
So they need somebody to come into the apartment. But you never know. A lot of people here in Taipei, for example, have moved up from the south and their parents are still down there. Maybe they've got room for somebody. I don't know what they would do there. Go to school maybe down in Kaohsiung or something like
that.
But it does seem that this might be possible in some way.
Yeah, I was thinking about it more in terms of the Taiwanese going abroad and having a chance to study somewhere where the cost of living was extremely high.
Mm.
It's actually pretty high in most places. I think we're pretty lucky here in Taiwan. Except for buying a house, I think everything is pretty affordable. Buying a house, no. So this is some of the things they're looking into, guys, to help care for the elderly. I think there's some great ideas. I especially like the one where the elderly are interacting with those little preschoolers who are so adorable and keeping them young. I think when you're around youngsters, it just keeps your heart, your mind, your body just feels younger.
You see people posting stuff like that on Facebook all the time, young people going to retirement centers or just simply interacting with elderly people who still live by themselves and don't have much of a chance to talk to people. So this can be effective in all sorts of different sectors of society. So indeed, check it out and see what you can do. As we've mentioned before, this does seem to be a win-win situation. Everybody seems to benefit here. Doesn't seem that a lot of sacrifices are being made.
Yeah, that's right. It's nice when both sides are winning or getting an advantage. They're both benefiting. It's a wonderful thing. Okay, guys, one more time. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap her up.
好，那我们继续来看。现在要提的是另外一种 home share 这样的概念。说到这个 home share, 我们就来举个实例。这里有一个例子呢，是一个南韩的女孩子，她很年轻，她在巴黎念书。如果你要住在巴黎市中心的话，你肯定是要付很高的代价。那为了要减少这样子的住处的负担，他就参与了这个计划。好，这边有一个计划，他说是 homestay program。我们知道 homestay 就是寄宿家庭，那这个 homestay 当然也就是我们说的这种 home share 的概念。这个计划里头，好，他提到说他因为是担心很高的生活开销，住在巴黎当然不容易。Be concerned about 这个片语要注意一下，就是表示很担心。怎么办呢？他住在这个老人家的家里，他需要付的钱就相对的很少。他说他只要付相当于台币4000块，这个相当于他中间用到一个字 equivalent。我们知道 equivalent 它是形容词，但是它也可以当名词。那这边说到了，哇，那真的是很划得来的。当然咯，他有义务的，他必须要照顾一个78岁的屋主。好，这样子说起来，这个家庭计划是很成功的哦，因为在西班牙它有 一个研究，它表示说 93.2% 的长者满意，而 98.7% 的学生也说他们受惠了。但是注意一下，这一边说到学生他们说受惠，这里 claimed to have benefited， 注意到为什么要 have benefited？其实呢，我们知道不定词的后面哦，本来我们都说加原形动词，可是如果你看到一个不定词 to 后面，你看到一个完成式，那就要稍微留意，想一想为什么用完成式呢？这个 have 完成式加进来之后，就告诉你是已经接受过、已经发生过的一个事实，所以他们已经经历过了这样子的计划，而且他们真的有受惠了。所以呢，这个虽然是个小地方，要注意一下文法上表现出来的特质。再来，最后呢，就说到，其实在西方社会，老人家常常都被歧视的。我们说到歧视，这个字是 discriminate。我们要小心的是 discriminate， 你说歧视谁，他可不是直接加那个人哦，他要用一个介系词 against。Discriminate against 再加受词，那这边说的是老人家被歧视。好，再来，其实哦，这样子的想法就是老人认为对社会没用，这种想法呢是很残酷而且不公平的。这句话其实还蛮长的，不过就结构来说要注意到 the idea 后面有个 that 子句，这个 that 子句我们知道它其实是一个同位语的用法，也就是 that 子句里面说到的内容，就说人们老了就对社会没用这样的想法。好，我们今天讲解就到这边结束，下次见。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. And please make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See you later.